She's a music legend, a faith icon, and the voice behind some of the most powerful songs in gospel music, with 15 Grammy Awards, countless Dove and Stellar Awards, and millions of albums sold worldwide. She has inspired and uplifted people across the globe through her music ministry. Today, we are speaking to the incredible, the incomparable CeCe Winans. Welcome to Radio Tigerberg, CeCe Winans.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Wow, what a great introduction.
I want to start by asking you, and this is just from my perspective. When I think of the evolution of CeCe Winans, I'm thinking of BB and CeCe. And then, and that was an amazing, amazing time. When I think of all the songs, oh my goodness, as a kid, I was like the mix between, is this gospel or is this, you know, is this a song that I sing at my wedding? Is this a song that I sing in church? So when I think of the evolution, I remember that era. And then CeCe Winans came out as a solo artist. And then you blew us away one more time as a soloist. And then, of course, CeCe Winans came out as this amazing worship singer who has just taken over the world. That is how I see the evolution of CeCe Winans. Do you think of yourself in those terms? How do you see it?
Well, first of all, I appreciate you seeing it that way. Thank you so much. You know, it's been a long time now, so I do have to look back and see where we started and how God has just been faithful in every stage of my life. You know, when BB and I started out, I was a teenager, man. And then, you know, two young people going in to do music. And we remember coming over there and man, coming to Africa and people singing our songs. It was just a beautiful, beautiful experience. And for people to welcome you into their lives, into their homes, and then years go by, you know, and the doors keep opening and God begins to use your gift in a different way. And people welcome you into that space of their hearts. You know, so each stage is just, somebody asked me earlier today, did you have any surprises by God? I think every stage has been a wonderful surprise, you know, that God continues to reveal himself in different ways. So we're still here doing what God has called us to do, but it's many, many years from the start. So I am just honored. I'm humbled that people are allowing me and my family to be a soundtrack of their lives. You know, when you started talking, you sounded like a kid, you know, in a because I'm sure I was singing before you were born. And so it just shows the power of gospel music to every generation.
CeCe, you've been many things. You've been an actress, an author, a singer, a gospel singer, a preacher. What is there that you still dream about? And which one of these that I've mentioned now is your favorite? What do you like most to do?
You know, I'm just a servant of My favorite thing to do is being a grandma, you know, having those grandbabies. It's just my favorite. It's I don't know. God is just amazing. I get to pray over them. And, you know, you get to correct some of those mistakes you made with your own kids. You get a second chance.
Oh, that's so true. They say that your grandkids is actually a gift because you haven't murdered your own
children. Right. That's right. So that's my favorite place. But, I love teaching. I love singing, worshiping. I love them all, you know, because it's where God has called me to go, you know. But I do. I think if I had to pick one out of all of them, much as I love to sing, I love to teach younger people. I guess because where I'm at right now, I'm only strong in my faith because men and women of God, but especially women of God, took out time to teach me how to be a true disciple of Jesus Christ. And I know that's where the power is. That's where the longevity is. That's where your peace is. Really learning the word of God and learning how to walk it out. That not just memorizing scriptures, but actually walking out the scripture. That's the greatest value in life. Songs will end, but the word of God will always stand. And so being able to, and not even having to teach it on the platform, but just being able to share testimonies or encourage young people to just stay in his presence, live in his presence, and everything really will work out for your good.
Yeah.
And I think that's the value of a program like Better Together, where you guys also mm-hmm. share so many wisdom. And if you have to end off and give a message to maybe to women of South Africa, because I know you're coming to South Africa. Are you excited about the lions and the giraffes and everything?
They're walking around here in the street, so.
I'm always excited about Africa.
It's going to be amazing. But if you have to give a message to younger women, especially because I know some of them are really, some of us are really mm-hmm. battling with, you know, low self-esteem or trying to find themselves or, you know, something like that. What would be your message? I know you mentioned now the word of God, but is there mm-hmm. something else that you can give specifically to the South African woman?
Well, I think my prayer for them is that they would understand that they are loved.
Yeah.
When you really understand that you're loved, you live like you're loved.
Mm. Sure.
Your whole perspective changes. You understand that you're the head and not the tail. You're above and not beneath. But you also understand that you're totally dependent on God. It's not based on what you look like or how much money you have or how much fame or how intellectual you are. The Bible says good success. You know, when you meditate on the word day and night, and you walk it out, you become wiser. Everything you need is in the word of God, you know? And so I want to encourage young women, first of all, for them to know that they are more than enough, that God did not make a mistake, and he loves them, and he's for them, and they have everything they need. You know, one of the things I live by is nobody can beat me being Cece. You know, you don't have to compare with anybody else.
Yeah.
God has created you uniquely for his purposes. And all you have to do is focus on being the best that God has created you to be. You don't have to look to your left or to the right. I might not be able to sing as high as this person or look as great as this person, but nobody. I got Cece cornered. I got that one.
I love it.
Yeah. So I just want young women to understand that they're beautiful and God has given them everything they need, but they just need to hide themselves in him. And that simplifies life for me. I don't worry about all the other things that are happening. My focus is, Lord, am I pleasing you today? Did my attitude please you? Did what I say bring you glory? And when I just focus on that, like the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added.
Oh, man.
That's so good. Because it reminds me of that story that you shared next to your, I think it's your brother's deathbed. When your dad mm-hmm. started singing.
Yes.
Everything that you said is actually is reminding me of that. Maybe you should just share that story because I think it's so applicable to what you just said.
Yeah, you know, my father, again, talking about the praises of God, I just remember his first response after my brother, something that we never thought would happen. When we lost our second eldest brother, Ronald, who was a part of the Winans group, we just knew God was going to raise him up again, you know, and he took his last breath. And my father's first response was both of his hands went up. He just began to praise and worship God. And I know that's got to be the worst thing that any parent could experience is losing their child. But he chose to praise God and to give him glory. And because of that, I don't think him or my mother ever. Of course, they experienced the sadness and the grief of losing Ronald, but they never experienced depression. They had a hope. You know, we grieve, but we don't grieve like the world grieve. And so I tell people, no matter what you're going through, go through with your hands lifted up. Mm. Keep praises on your lips, because in your tongue, when you speak life, life will follow. But if you speak death, and just keep speaking your circumstance, then you're just resurrecting that, you know?
Yeah.
And so I learned that lesson in that room, that I will always keep my hands up, even when you don't understand, even when your heart is broken. Keep praises on your lips, because God will show up.
Yeah.
I love it.
Wow. Cece, we cannot wait to see you in August. And all my friends...
I hope I get to see you both.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So nice.
All my friends said I must make sure that I send greetings to Cece. Once. Please tell Cece we send greetings. But we want to thank you so much for your time. Yeah. We really, really appreciate it. And yes,
okay.
From Radio Tigerberg and South Africa, God bless
you. Okay. Well, I look forward to seeing you all. Thank you so much, and God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.